First Term at Trebizond by Anne Digby. Read by Bridget Forsyth. Chapter 1. Going Away to School. Have a good first term, Rebecca. Try and be happy. Remember, this is a wonderful chance for you, and you'll soon make new friends. Yes, Mum. Yes, Dad. Rebecca's voice was flat. It was a Tuesday morning. Her trunk had been loaded into the luggage van. Her hand luggage was up on the rack in an empty compartment somewhere down the corridor. She had deliberately dodged the carriage reserved for new girls. Now she was in the corridor of the train, leaning out of the window, while her parents on the platform below kissed her goodbye. "Off you go." They stepped back as the train started to move away. What a forlorn little figure their daughter looked, half drowned in her brand new school cape, an arm reaching out of it to wave. The breeze was wrapping her fair hair round her face. Rebecca thought how grand some of the people on the platform looked, seeing their daughters off on the train, and how small and round and homely her own parents looked in comparison. "I hope you like it out there," she called, her voice hoarse. She pushed her hair out of her eyes with the back of her hand, brushing away a tear at the same time. "We'll be back in England for Christmas," called her mother. "We'll all be together again. Write to us." "And write something for that school magazine," shouted her father. Rebecca waved as hard as she could. The platform seemed to be sliding rapidly backwards, her parents getting smaller and smaller. It was a